Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I thank God. Wow. I thank God. And I thank God again. God is so, so, so very awesome. I am so thankful that He loves me so much that He woke me up this morning. He loves my cousins and relatives and co-workers so much that He woke them up this morning. But I'm also trying to learn how to celebrate those that He's called to be home with Him. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. And so I thank you all for calling in and supporting Mile 3E Let's Talk. And so you know we're going to start off with three things that we're thankful for, or even more than that. But before we get into that, I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray with us and so that she can pray for us. And then we'll come back with the three things or more that we're grateful to God for, and sharing our thanksgiving and just enjoying November as a month of Thanksgiving. There's lots of things that are challenging that particular goal of ours, but God tells us to enter into His courts with thanksgiving. I mean, into His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise. And so I'm very, very, very thankful. Minister Sheila, if you could pray for us and with us, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle Elect. I want to thank God, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you, Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day of blessing us with life and the mercy of your blessing that life you have given us another day that you didn't have to. But Lord, I thank you for all that you did give life to today. I thank you for Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margaret McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, and oh my God, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Oh Lord, forgive me for stumbling, but like I say, Lord, I thank you and I thank you for letting us have another day. Thank you for waking us up. But thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons. Lord, I thank you for this world. Thank you for the people I know and don't know. And Lord of all, I thank you, and I ask you to bless this government that is going through torment. Bless the people. This earth is suffering because of a non-responsible president that was elected of the United States. That is more for him than it is for the world of the people that he was elected to govern and to look out for and to worship and to honor the people. But he's more of a selfish person that is all for him, that he have neglected the people of the world that is suffering through this virus, through this finance, through health, through a little bit of everything to live and to survive in this world. I ask you to bless him, to get him the knowledge to pick up where he's supposed to be and not to pick for where he want to be. But Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to bless this law enforcement that they might be able to control the world in the right way, to do their duty the right way, not to be picked upon the cause of your color, your sex, your creed, your religion, but to make us all right and to help us all and protect us from these devils that is trying to destroy, disturb, and just wipe out the earth that you made for us, Lord, for in your love and your kindness that you made for us to have. I thank you for blessing all of us to bring us through whatever financial problems, health problems, work problems, just family problems or problems within us, ourselves. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for this month that you have blessed this family, and I know many other families with brothers, sisters, grandkids, or whatever have made another year. I thank you, Lord, for you blessing my eldest, my oldest grandson, Carvon, for her birthday. Today is one of my baby daughters, granddaughters, my son's daughters, my granddaughter's birthday, and tomorrow would be another birthday from my daughter, from my grandson. Until later on in the month, it would be to my youngest sister's birthday. But Lord, all the ones that I know and don't know, I thank you for letting them make another year, another day. But yet and still, Lord, I say and I truly believe each day that we wake up, it's another birthday. It's another day to treasure, learn, and to obey, and to worship, and to live for you for each second that we have, each day, each week. For each one that we have, that we wake up, we should thank you and say thank you, because yet we have another birthday, another new day that we need to learn and to enjoy and to follow and to worship you and let you lead us in all the way. And I thank you for each and every one of us. And Lord, I thank you and I thank you. And I thank you for all that we have and you have given us and to help us through this crisis we're going through. Ever and ever. Thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle Elect.
Amen. And so, you know, we have been using the month of November to say those three or more things. And like I said, when I say or more, it can definitely be a lot more things that we're grateful for and that we're, and we're also going to do a tribute on this Sunday and next Sunday to our cloud of witnesses and our blessing that we've had and having so many awesome men and women of God and just people that have loved us unconditionally, because there are many people, and I do mean many, we don't think about it, but there are many people that don't have people that love them like we do. There are many people that don't have families that came together for family reunions, fish fries, spades, bid whiz, bowling tournaments, just bowling is fun, just to sit around and laugh. I'm going to open up the lines for everybody to talk about the things that they're grateful for. And if you want to participate, that's fine. And if you don't, I would challenge you to remember that God wants us to thank him. So let's be liberal in our thanksgiving. The lines are open for an opportunity to be grateful and to show your thanksgiving.
Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia. I want to just thank God for just being God. Thank God for my family. Thank God for health and strength. And I just want to thank God for all that could have happened to me. God turned it around. I want to just thank God for his many, many blessings that even though it looked one way, I learned to go to God and ask him, God, what do you say about this situation? And while I'm thinking one thing, God has turned it all the way around and it developed into something else. I just want to thank God for mercy. There's so much I could say, but all I can say to cover it all is I thank God for his love, his forgiveness, and his mercy. That's all I have to say at this point. Amen.
Amen, Minister Sylvia. Anyone else?
Good morning, Saints. This is Minister Margo. I just want to praise and thank God for another day. Praise him and thank him for all of his blessings. And I just want to say I thank God for family today. I thank God for the blessing of my family. And how blessed we have been to be in a family that knows God, that serves God, that prays and believes in God and the importance of a relationship with Jesus. I just thank God because he let me know what I need to do right now in the midst of everything, of all the feelings, of all of the confusion. I need to praise him. So I thank him and I praise him and I worship him and I magnify his name because he is God and he is good and his mercy endureth forever. I thank God. I thank him in spite of the hurt, in spite of the pain. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Hallelujah. And I pray because he loves us and we know he will never, ever leave us or forsake us. And I thank him more than all that for his word. His word is here.
Yes.
And I draw on it. I lean on it. I believe it. And I find joy in it. Even in this, I thank God. I thank him. And I praise him. Pray for me in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margot. Anyone else?
I just want to say I thank God and I thank God and I thank God. I cannot thank him enough. I thank God for blessing us all for another day. And I thank God for us to learn and to understand and to know through all our losses that he would bring us through. For all our sadness, he would bring us through. For all our unhappiness, he will make us happy again. He will let us see the light. He will let us understand we are here, but yet we must leave. He can take us through all the hardship. All we have to do is ask him, and God will show us no matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the loss is, what the illness is, what the finance is. If we just thank God and put it in his hand, he can show us a brighter day. He can bring us out of that dim room. He can take us out that corner of darkness and send us in the middle of the flow into the bright light. I just want to thank God because without him, we are nothing. And I want to thank God for letting me be blessed into a family that we know and was taught and know. We are here through the greatness and the mercy and the thankful of the love of the God, our Father and the Son. Have blessed us through a bloodline of family that I choose to not leave and I choose to stay in. But I know God will choose my way, your way, and always, no matter what we're going through. I just thank God for the understanding, no matter what it is. We all need to understand, no matter what we're going through. I want to thank him because I know it can be worse. God will pick us up, but we have to believe and keep our faith and to let him know he is the one and the only one can bring us up out of any and everything. And I just want to say, God, I thank you for this knowledge, this understanding, this love, the teachers that have taught me no matter what I have been taught to understand, no matter what you're going through, you better believe it can be worse. So many out here wish they had part of you, but Lord, I want to thank you for me, for that you gave, that I am your daughter, and I will always be. And God, I want to thank you, and thank you for letting me love you and for you loving me. That's one of the things, because I am here, because God was thankful with his love and shared it on me. That's all. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. So get into some of the things that I'm thankful for, and I'll share some scriptures. I would like for Minister Sylvia to share a list of names of family members on my father's side that have transitioned. And next week we're going to share the ones on our mother's side. But I just want her to share them. Minister Sylvia, are you able to do that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you go ahead?
Yes, I'm going to start off with the Kaiser Corder side of the family because we have a combined family on my dad's side. Well, my grandmother and my grandfather were Dora and London Kaiser. And my grandmother also was married to Alfonso Corder, as well as my grandfather was also married to Sarah. So it's a double combined family. And that's the first generation. In the second generation, I'm going to read off my aunties and uncles that have transitioned. My Uncle J.W., as well as his wife. My dad, Hudy, as well as his wife, my mom. My Aunt Orlie. My Aunt Bernice is also known as Aunt Sugar and her husband. My Uncle Charlie. My Uncle Alfonso Jr. My Aunt Jerry. My Aunt Rebecca. My Uncle Red, my Uncle Clifton, my Auntie Dolly, my Auntie Frawley and her husband, and the third generation, which is my generation, the grandchildren, my cousin Brenda, my brother Billy, also known as Willie, my cousin Fred Jr., Leonard, Kevin, Carrie, Dolores was also known as Lorsey, my cousin Bunny, my cousin Reggie, and my niece Trina. And the fourth generation, which is the great-grandchildren, is Destiny and Doreen. That's what I have for the people on my dad's side that has transitioned. Thank you.
Thank you. And so what I'm going to do now is a prayer. God, we thank you for the blood that you've placed on our doorposts. We thank you for allowing us to not only have experienced those people in our lives, but there's people in others' lives that are on the phone, that they can look at a memorial of those people in their lives that have transitioned, God. And we pray, God, that they're having a Holy Ghost time with you. Thank you for covering us in the accidents. Thank you for covering us in the various diseases, in the various heart conditions and mind conditions and or things that could have gone wrong with our various organs. And God, we thank you for covering us and protecting us through the midnight hour, through the daytime. We have been driving and walking down the street or even in malls, and the death angel has come their way. God, we thank you for covering us, for we know that if we're still here, we still have a purpose. We still have a destiny, God, and we thank you for those that have already gone on to be with you that have completed their purpose and completed their destiny. Now, God, show us how to celebrate the life that they've lived, my God. God, show us how to be happy and yet sad, meaning that we're happy that they're with you. We have tears of joy that they're with you, God, but we're being those people that are aware of our human nature, God, for we miss them, God. We love them, God, and they've played such key roles in our lives, and God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us these people that have played such paramount roles in our lives. For God, there's people not only in third world countries, but in America that have not experienced the love and the joy that these people have brought into our lives. So thank you for the blood on our doorpost of our mind and our hearts and our total being, God, because many are walking and living, but they're dead. Spiritually, in the name of Jesus, thank you that we're alive, God. Thank you that you're protecting us. Thank you that you're healing us. Thank you that you're making us whole. In the name of Jesus, teach us, God, how to show love to our family and our friends and our associates
while we still yet live. We obliterate and annihilate every unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. God, we destroy every demonic force that will cause us to walk in any type of jealousy or envy or insecurity or anxiety that will cause us to not treat people right. God, for as you've placed this blood on the doorpost of our hearts and our minds and our total being, God, we thank you for protecting us. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and they will say of the Lord that you are our refuge and our fortress. So thank you for your being our shield and our buckler. Thank you for you having the feathers that are covering us and protecting us. In the name of Jesus, we don't take it for granted, God. We thank you. Amen and amen. God, I thank you for when I was in the combat zone, not only in the military, God, but growing up on the west side of Chicago. It was combat, just walking down the street, just sitting on the porch. God, I thank you when you brought me out of a coma, when I was in a car accident, when a man with no driver's license and was drunk ran like, and they said that I would be a vegetable, but you said she shall live and not die. I thank you, God, for your healing and your wholeness that you've shown towards Minister Margot, that you've shown towards Minister Sheila, that you've shown towards Minister Renee, that you've shown towards Prophet Antoine, that you've shown towards Servant Pastor Troy, that you've shown towards Dr. Serena Wright, that you've shown towards Minister Brandon, that you've shown towards Minister Lawrence, everyone that's been attached to this ministry, God, you've shown your healing and your wholeness in their lives, that they're able to share the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ with this sick and dying world. God, thank you for your forgiveness. God, even thank you for on last night when Minister Sylvia and I were able to talk to our 80-year-old sister, Minnie. My God. God, I realize how we may not talk to our relatives as much as we should and as much as we could, and how even Minister Margo, when she last ministered, how our aunt was on there that was 92 years old. My God. We are such a blessed family. Even as Minister Margo and Minister Sheila talked about how we have the privilege, the awesome privilege of being in a family of people that pray, people that believe, people that can be going through hurt and pain and still minister. My God. A family that has so much love and grace and mercy that you've given us until we show it to one another. God, it is such an honor, my God, to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am so grateful. Your word in Ecclesiastes 3 says there's a right time for everything. This is the message version. There's an opportune time to do things, a right time for everything on the earth, a right time for birth. My son just had twins, and other members of the family just had children, and another time for death. We've lost our Reverend and Minister Cynthia, who we all love so very much. There's a right time to plant and another to reap, a right time to kill and another to heal, a right time to destroy and another to construct, a right time to cry and another to laugh, a right time to lament and another to cheer, a right time to make love and another to abstain, a right time to another to part, a right time to search and another to count your losses, a right time to hold on and a right time to let go, a right time to rip off and another to mend, a right time to shut up and another to speak up, a right time to love and another to hate, a right time to wage war and another to make peace. But in the end, does it really make a difference? What anyone does, I've had a good time, and I've had a good look at what God has given us to do. My God. Busy work, mostly. True God made everything beautiful in itself and in its time. But he's left us in the dark so we can have never known what God is up to, my God. Whether he's coming or going, I've decided that there's nothing better to do than to go ahead and have a good time and get the most we can out of life. That's it. Eat, drink, and make the most of your job. It's God's gift. I've also concluded that whatever God does, that's the way it's going to be. Always. No addition, no subtraction. God's done it, and that's it. That's so well, quit asking questions and simply worship in holy fear. Whatever was, is. Whatever will be, is. That's how it always is with God. God's testing us. I took another good look at what's going on. And the very place of judgment, corrupt. The place of righteousness, corrupt. I said to myself, God will judge righteousness and wickedness. There's a right time for everything, every deed. There's no getting around it. I said to myself, regarding the human race, God's testing the lot of us, showing us up as nothing but animals. Humans and animals come to the same end. Humans die, animals die. We all breathe the same air, so there's really no advantage in being a human. None. Everything's smoke. We all end up in the same place. We all came from dust. We all end up as dust. Nothing knows for sure that the human spirit rises to heaven or the animal spirit sinks unto the earth. So I made up my mind that there's nothing better for us, men and women, than to have a good time in whatever we do. That's our lot. Who knows if there's anything else to life? Now, when I was reading that, I thought to myself, this is Ecclesiastes, the Message version, and it's their version of what Ecclesiastes 3 said. I thought about how God blessed me with the ability to say that I accept what God allows, and that when I would always confess and still do, not my will, but your will be done, God, be it unto me according to your word, God, that depending on how you look at life and depending on whose eyes you're looking through, you could say things that would cause you to forget to be thankful, to forget to be grateful. Because, see, when we deal with death and losses, when we deal with things going on with our health and family members' health, sometimes, if we be honest with ourselves, it's hard to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. But when we submit to God and we ask him, God, I don't really understand what's going on. And God, I don't really like going on, but can you help me? Can you help me turn these tears of sorrow into tears of joy. God, can you help me to change my conversation of complaint to thanking you for completing your work in and through me and that person? God, can you show me how to celebrate all of the memories that you've given me, my God? Can you show me how to look back over my life? Yeah, the songwriter said it. And they think things over and they can truly say that they've been blessed. They have a testimony. Yes, the songwriter said, when I think on the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. So when you look back over your life and the ones that have transitioned already, I think about the very day that my mother passed. God allowed my mother to do something that a lot of people don't get an opportunity to do. Do you know that my mom contacted every one of her daughters? And when she contacted us, now see, I was in a whole nother state. I was away from home. But she called each and every one of us. And she went over the course of whatever God gave her to talk to us about. My mother took me back to things that had happened when I was a child. And she even talked to me about things that was going on while I was an adult. And out of all the things that she said, she told me how she never stopped loving me. How she loved me when I was right. And how she loved me when I was, because she asked God to help me to understand what was going on in my life. She didn't beat me. She didn't badger me. She didn't tell me about all of the things that was going to send me to hell. She didn't do any of that. She loved the hell out of me. She always would let me know what the Word of God said. She would always pray with me, and she would always pray for me. She always celebrated every small thing, not just the big promotions, but every small thing. If I was doing something and I called to tell her about how I was excited about it, she celebrated always. When I came home, she would make sure we went out to eat, we went shopping, we did different things. And she would always remind my sisters, when Cecilia comes home and I celebrate her, don't you get jealous. Don't you get envious, because you have me every day. But I only get to see her whenever she comes home. And it may be 3-4 times a year, or even less than that, depending on where she's at. And it reminded me of how God had to remind us, God and Jesus had to remind the people, we sometimes are so busy forgetting of all the things that God has done for us. We forget about these things and all of the things he's done through the people until we concentrate on the thing that they're doing wrong. I realize that someone may not understand this, but some people, when marriage happens, they gain a daughter. Some people, they lose a daughter. Some people, they gain a son. Some people, they lose a son. But what I've learned is whether I've gained or lost, I have the memories that God blessed me with these people. So whether it's through marriage or whether it's through transition, we have to learn to love the memories that we have. See, I can't get on this phone and blog talk and try to act like I understand what Minister Margot or Elder Tony are going through with the loss of their sister, their recent loss, or even the previous loss of Cookie and Ray, the recent loss of Cynthia, Reverend Cynthia. But I can say that I have memories, and that in those memories, I'm asking God, God, show me how to allow the joys and the laughters and the things that we laughed about and the things that we experienced to overwhelm me more than the sadness of losing her. And the enemy of my soul would like for me to tell you that it's been easy, but it's been a battle. That's the truth. And so on this Sunday, the 22nd of November, as we look at the season like Ecclesiastes 3 talks about, and we understand that there's a season and a time for everything, we must understand that even in the midst of it, to show gratitude and praise unto God. What I love about all of this is that we have such an awesome relationship with God, and so we're not those people that's blaming God. You know, there's people that blame God and complain to God, but we're asked to show us how to celebrate our sister's transition. Jonah 2 and 9 says, But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed. I will make good. I will. Salvation comes from the Lord. 28 and 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield, and in him my heart's trust, and I am helped, my heart's exalted, and with my song I give thanks to him. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High. That's Psalms 50 and 14. Then another says, sing to the Lord all the earth and proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. All these other gods, there's only one true and living God. I love that. But the Lord made the heavens. 1 Chronicles 16:23-16. But see, the first part of that scripture that I just read says, sing to the Lord, all the earth, and proclaim his salvation day after day. So when there's a time and a season for everything, we're still to proclaim his salvation day to day. We're still to declare his glory among the nations. And so my prayer today is that God would teach us how to, when there's a time and a season for everything, even in transition, that we would learn how to praise him and declare his salvation day after day. And I know there's probably someone that says, but Cecilia, you said you accept what God allows. You're right. Even in my accepting what God allows, I also accept, I know that I'm human. And so as we accept that we know that one another is human, we know that we cry when we're happy and we cry when we're sad. And when we don't allow people to be human, we want them to be walking around acting like they're joyous when they're not. So my prayer is that we would pray for one another, to ask God to show us how to turn our tears of sorrow into tears of joy, how to turn our memories into joy, how to turn our tributes into joy. See, when Jesus wept, we forget about that. Jesus himself wept. So why do we forget about it? Why do we try to make people think that it's not okay to weep, it's not okay to mourn? But one thing that we can have joy in knowing is that that person, we pray to God, completed their destiny and their mission and their purpose for what God sent them here to do. And to ask God, God, help us so that we can complete the purpose and the mission and the destiny that you've assigned to our lives. God, don't let us miss it. We don't want to miss a tittle. We don't want to miss a speck. If we can, God, help us to complete the mission, the destiny, and the purpose that you've assigned to us. So that when people cry and mourn, they also have joy in knowing how we impacted their lives. There's many of you on the phone. You've impacted children's lives who are talking about you on today and who will be talking about you on tomorrow. Many of you have impacted people's lives that you'll never know. Do you know that our cousin, Minister Tony, still calls Renee and I her babies? As old as we are, she still calls us her babies. Do you know what it means in life to have not just a sister or a brother, but a Minister Margot or an Elder Tony that loves you unconditionally? We do, but somebody doesn't. My God, tears of joy. Do you know what it is to be able to think back on the things that Apostle Sandra Thomas said and she did in our life? Do you know what it's like to hear someone talk about your mom's biscuits and her cornbread and your aunt, baby sister's dressing? Oh, my goodness. I had the opportunity to taste my aunt, baby sister's dressing. Somebody didn't. You may think, oh, that's nothing. Somebody has never tasted dressing. Come on now. Somebody has never tasted my mama's cornbread or her biscuits. Come on. Somebody's never went to a family reunion where they shouted and they danced and they had a great time. Somebody never experienced the Novell singer. Somebody never experienced the Dickens singers in person. They've heard the little records, but not in person. Somebody heard them sing a cappella. Come on now. Somebody's never went to that particular birthday party and everybody there is celebrating you and you've transitioned on. Every birthday that I have, the Lord has blessed me to do it, not only to thank God for seeing another birthday, but for doing it in memory of my parents. How many people are going to look back on the things that Cynthia and Cookie baby sister, and Uncle George, and my mother, and my father, and talk about the times that my mother may have told a family member, oh, you don't have to do it so-and-so now because you're married. And we would just bust out laughing. The comedian in you. The encourager in you. There is a time and a season for everything. And we're asking God on today to show us how to embrace the seasons, to show us how to embrace the times, and to embrace them in a manner that gives him all the glory and all the praise. So in order to do that, we're going to need to pray, sitting, standing, walking, bowing, kneeling, prostrate, whatever it takes, that God will show us how to turn our tears of sadness into joy and how to celebrate the completion of the lives of the people that have left us behind, but have yet shown us how we have applied the blood of Jesus to our minds, our hearts, and our homes, and God has protected us. Many of you may not be aware, but there was someone walking around in the mall by Wisconsin that shot 8 people. There was somebody that was cut up into pieces and put in a suitcase. There was somebody shot in the head and put container and thrown in the water. But there was also somebody that woke up this morning and they gave birth to children. There was also somebody that woke up this morning and is celebrating the fact that we have a new elected president and vice president. There is somebody that woke up this morning that says, I have an opportunity and a chance to be the next president, the next vice president, and not have to worry about because I'm a woman or a person of color that I can't do it. The opportunities and the things and the doors that God has given each and every one of us is more than many have ever seen. My mom, my dad, some of your moms and dads, they weren't awake. They weren't still living to see what we've seen. But Martin Luther King had a dream. What's your dream on today? Minister Sheila, that's all I have.
Thank you, Apostle-elect, for the words, encouragements, and knowledge in the teaching. I just want to say the lines are open. If anyone has any other testimonies, remarks, or statements, your time is now.
Wow. I thank God for the lesson, the teaching on today. I thank God for the chance to reminisce. I thank God for the lineage that I was born into. I thank God for being in a family where when we talked on this past week, we said we were raised like sisters and brothers instead of cousins. It was so many of us, we did not need friends. But with all that being said, we was raised to fear the Lord, to love the Lord, and to serve the Lord, and depend on the Lord, and go to the Lord with it all. I thank God for today's service that took us back, that we have family members that loved us so much, they were able to love us individually. They allowed us to be individuals. They did not love us each the same because we did not all need the same love. Some of us need strong love. Some of us need to just be loved. But at the end of the day, we knew we were loved through the whoopings, through the teaching, through the dressing, the cornbread, biscuits, and salmon croquettes and chicken. We knew we were loved. I thank God for that, that our parents taught us if you feed a soul, you can also feed the stomach, and that way you can get the person to listen to you. I thank God for my lineage. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Nothing worse, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else?
I just want to praise and thank God for these words today. They have ministered to my soul. They have ministered to my heart. I thank God for this ministry, what it has done in my life, both spiritually and naturally. God knew what I needed before I did, and I thank him. I thank him for my cousins, and I thank Apostle for those words today. I thank you for allowing God to use you in such a way, such a mighty woman of God. Continue to go forth in him, believing that you still have work to do. And thank you for allowing us to be part of your assignment. In Jesus' name, I thank him for you and for this day. Be blessed of God.
Thank you, Minister Margo McCoy. I thank you for the words of encouragement. I thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, for your words. Is there anyone else? I just want to thank God for today, another day that he has blessed us with life and love and understanding to treasure and to honor him no matter what we're going through. There's a reason, there's a test, and we have to believe and trust that God has us and can lead us in the right way. I just want to thank all that was that was able to speak and the ones that's listening that might not be able to speak, but I just want to thank the Lord for the world today that he has created and he will bless to make it better the right way for us. I would ask you to tune in each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, each and every Sunday. And on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk, and also Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, for Iron Sharpened Iron, and many mighty, full, powerful speakers and teachers at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, with Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's a Blog Talk and also Facebook with Mighty, Mighty Words. And I believe this Monday, it's the fourth Monday, it'll be Prophet Antoine Thomas, a man of knowledge, courage, and understanding, and great teaching. And I just want to thank the Lord for all of us that's being here.
Minister Sylvia Kaiser will be this fourth Monday.
Thank you, ma'am, for the corrections. Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright will be on a Monday night, which is tomorrow night, and to bless and to thank us all. And I thank God and to bless him and to wish all and everyone a birthday. For each day, it is a new day. And I was just saying, remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And just remember, no matter what, put it in God's hand, and he will show you more than you could ever imagine and bless you the way that it's needed to be. Keep your faith, your love, your prayers, and your trust put it in God's hand, and he will show you things you would never imagine that he has for you. Have a blessed, safe morning. Enjoy it. And to all, have a safe, blessed Thanksgiving holiday, and to wish all that we will meet and talk and pray this time next week, Sunday. Be blessed. Amen. Bye.